Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Over the weekend, a member of the Massachusetts Republican State Committee wrote an opinion piece in the Lowell Sun that took aim at establishment Republicans, referring to them as rats. The author, Brian Genest, who is a member of the committee, also accused past leaders of the state GOP, those associated with Governor Charlie Baker, of directing political funds away from Republican candidates. It's the latest sign of what looks like rifts within the Massachusetts Republican Party, which is also divided over President Trump. So today we want to take stock of the Massachusetts GOP, of the relationship between the governor and party leadership, and of what it means to be a conservative in the Commonwealth. Joining me now to do that is Ed Lyons, Massachusetts Republican activist and a political writer. Ed, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us in studio is Jennifer Braceras, columnist and director of the Independent Women's Law Center. Jennifer, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
And how about you? Are you a Republican in Massachusetts? What is the state of the party? Do you think there's an internal rift? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And you can send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Okay, Ed, let's start with you. What's your reaction to the op-ed?
It was disgraceful. That should never have been run by the Sun. It was inaccurate. And the author ended up lying about this candidate not getting support when she did. The split in the party is very bad, and it's causing much more damage than in the past.
So this seems, Ed, like a struggle between old and new. From your perspective, how would you characterize the relationship between Baker, Baker supporters, and the current Massachusetts GOP?
Not good. I think that once the Jim Lyons crew took over the state party, in terms of the money and the messaging, that things kind of went downhill. The fact that they want to go back and find fault with the previous administration did is not a good thing. The language they're using is bad. Their fundraising numbers are in trouble right now. That's going to hurt our candidates. And they are putting out a kind of messaging that is harming our ability to have the public take us seriously, headed for this massive blue wave again a year from now. So it's very bad. And I think people who view Baker as our party leader are really worried the fact that this is going to really hurt our ability to get more people into office.
And just for our readers' sake, just so they understand, you, Ed Lyons, are not related to Jim Lyons.
No.
These are two separate people. So, Jennifer, you identify as an independent politically, but you have supported some Republican politicians. What is your view on all of this and what's going on?
So I used to be a Republican. I'm fairly recently unenrolled, like a lot of people in Massachusetts. And I think that's a big piece of this, is that the unenrolled portion of the electorate in Massachusetts has been growing over many years. And so this infighting amongst Republicans, which we've had for a very long time, has become more intense because it's a smaller group now. And I think oftentimes political disagreements can be very intense when, you know, it's a smaller group of people. But I go back to during the Bush administration. I was actually working in the White House at the time, and I was not a Massachusetts resident then. I was actually enrolled in Connecticut, where I grew up, and that's where I voted. But I had quite a few friends who were Massachusetts residents and voted in Massachusetts. And this was at the time when Bill Weld was running against John Silver. And on the face of it, all of these conservatives said they were for Bill Weld. And every single one of them told me they sent in their absentee ballots for John Silver. So there has always been a split, in my memory, between the conservatives in the Mass GOP, who sometimes don't even support their own candidates, and the more moderate to liberal Republicans like Charlie Baker or Bill Weld.
Listeners, join this conversation. Are you a conservative in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? Are you a Republican in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? Are those the same thing or not? 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to join the conversation. Ed, Governor Baker polls very well in the Commonwealth across a variety of categories. He polls not as well as President Trump, but above 50% with Republicans, but with most other categories as well. Should he, as the Republican governor of the Commonwealth, be concerned if he is not aligned with the state party right now?
Sure, because he cares about the party. He's been a Republican his whole life. He kind of also is the party that without Troy Baker, we're not really a viable statewide organization anymore. Parties can die. We could be like the Rhode Island GOP or the, you know, the California GOP is on life support. We could stop being a policy-making organization and just be a bunch of angry people fighting over a tiny number of state legislative seats. That he is concerned also because he, if he goes for a third term, he's indicated interest in a third term, that he can't have the party be against him. And he lost a third of the vote to Scott Lively. It's not impossible to imagine him losing to a better candidate than that if he runs again. So
this was during the Republican primary in the last election.
Last time, yeah, right. So it's like the state loves him, but the base kind of doesn't love him. So, he has to be concerned if he wants to run again, that he has to keep the party behind him to some degree.
1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to join the conversation. Pat from Watertown, what's on your mind?
Hi. I am not a Republican, but a lot of my work takes me to, town fair kinds of events where there's a lot of political, booths and the parties and various other community organizations. And what I've noticed recently, I was at the Watertown Fair last weekend, and the sign in front of the Republican booth, the Democratic booth was, younger and, very normal, what you'd think if you follow politics. And there was a big sign at the Republican booth, we are the Republican wing of the Republican Party. So it seems like the boots on the ground are very much in the, at least anecdotally, are very much in the Trump corner and not in the Baker corner.
Thanks for that, Pat.
Yeah,
Jennifer,
I mean,
go ahead.
Let's remember that Trump won the Massachusetts Republican primary, and he continues to have a lot of support amongst Republicans in the state, even those who didn't vote for him in the primary, who were like Jim Lyons himself, I believe, was originally had publicly endorsed Ted Cruz. And now, he's a fairly strong supporter of the president. So I do see that support quite strong amongst Republicans in the state.
So I want to bring another voice in. We spoke earlier with Tom Mountain. He's a member of the State Republican Committee from Middlesex and Norfolk and the chair of the Newton Republican City Committee. He's also a Massachusetts Trump campaign liaison. I want to play a piece of our conversation, starting with his reaction to the op-ed that we mentioned earlier from his fellow committee man that implied establishment Republicans in the state were rats.
Well, I would certainly take issue with that. I don't concur with my colleague on that, although I do certainly like him and respect him. But I would say that like any big Republican, like any big family, political or otherwise, we certainly do have our divergences of opinion. And we have some Republicans who are more, shall we say, to the liberal side, some more to the conservative side. But we're still within one big political family. And we'd like to keep it that way.
So, Tom, it's interesting. From the outside, it would appear, especially in reading media reports, it would appear that there's a substantial rift inside the Massachusetts Republican State Party. Is that a mischaracterization? Are you saying there aren't tensions and a rift inside the party?
Well, there's always challenges within any huge political entity, which the Republican Party of Massachusetts certainly is, and we have a divergence of opinion. And, should you or anyone come to our state committee meetings, you'd see that immediately. There will always be, as there are in the National Republican Party, between, say, Mitt Romney and President Trump, there will always be a divergence of opinion. For people to characterize it as something akin to a severe internal squabbling, it's just really not the case.
So, listeners, what do you think? Is the Mass GOP still one family? Republican or Democrat or independent, in your mind, how important are healthy state parties to the political process, to legislating, to office holders, et cetera? Call us. Tell us what you think. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Ed, what do you make of Tom Mountain's characterization of sort of the state of the Mass GOP?
It's all nonsense, of course.
Well, I mean, he's inside the party structure, and he's saying it's not nonsense. This is a guy saying we can keep these tensions together as a single family. So why do you call that nonsense?
Well, I mean, look at what we've seen just in the Boston Globe alone in terms of the fight over the fundraising. Baker has segregated this entire operation. Merrimack Street, where the party headquarters is, used to be a collaboration between the governor and the party in terms of fundraising, all kinds of other activities. That's now completely separated out. They're running out of money there. you know, things are much worse than the papers are indicating. I know it's in the interest of the conservatives who have captured the party to indicate everything is fine now, but of course it's in their interest to say that when everything is not fine. The fact that they want to go after the previous office holder, Merrimack Street, with all these audits and things means the fact that I don't think they really see us as all one family, and I'm certainly not in Tom Mountain's family.
So the previous officer holder in Merrimack Street, that's a reference to the former chair of...
Kirsten Hughes, right, and her staff and all the fundraisers who work there, that's saying that they were all wasting money and all that. So I think they're going after them. That doesn't do anything for the party.
So, Jennifer, in listening to Tom Mountain's comments, mm-hmm. one could think this is somebody who is trying very hard to hold everyone together. What were your reactions in listening to how he was talking about sort of the state and the health of the Mass GOP?
I think he's right in the sense the parties are always a big tent ideologically in terms of what people believe. But in this particular case, I have to agree with Ed. I think that he's papering over some very real divisions. And look, there were a lot of candidates on down-ballot races that felt, rightly or wrongly, that they did not get sufficient support from Governor Baker and his team and from the state party last time around. They felt they had some winnable races.
Is that fair?
Well, I mean, they say, you know, the governor didn't campaign with them, didn't cut ads for them. They didn't get as much money as they could have gotten from the party. Most of it was going to the governor's campaign. I think all of those things are true. And so the differences in the split here is not just ideological. It's personal.
1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423. Call us and join the conversation. Ed, what about these criticisms that money needed to be taken back sort of from the former Baker Party establishment Republicans because it wasn't going to support Republican issues and Republican candidates?
What do you think raised all that money? It doesn't fall from the sky. Baker's people are fundraising geniuses. And their other donors were donating to a party managed by somebody they thought was competent and productive. So I think that like to be angry about the money that they didn't raise, these candidates can raise their own money, and they do. And actually, many of them got support. You can look it up in the OCPF records, the fact that many of them got some support. And if you can't win, if you don't get another $3,000 from Merrimack Street, I'm sorry, you're not a viable candidate.
Well,
so we hear that all the time.
In all fairness, they would say that money that was donated to the party and not donated specifically to the Baker campaign should have been distributed more generously to candidates down ballot. And they would argue that Governor Baker spent a lot of time cutting ads with Democrats instead of cutting ads with them. Now, to Governor Baker's credit, that's how he won. He built a coalition with Democrats and independents, and that's his model for success. So, you know, that's what he felt he needed to do to win re-election, and I understand that as a political analyst. But I am telling you that the anger from the candidates who were coerced, not coerced, but coaxed into running with promises of help, felt that they did not receive it.
Let's take a call here. Cecilia from Quincy is on the line. Cecilia, go ahead.
Hi. I would just like to add to the conversation, as someone who is not a Republican. However, I watch politics very closely. At one point in time, I worked in politics at the State House. And I strongly feel that in Massachusetts, we have had some very interesting Republicans who have been governors. And frankly, I've been happy with every one of them. The last being Mitt Romney, who I thought was terrific. He brought the whole health care thing along. And I think that the division is within the Republican Party themselves, having animosity towards those that don't have a middle-of-the-road view.
Let's pick it up from there, Cecilia. Thanks for that call. Ed, we are a commonwealth that has been predominantly liberal or Democratic, but with a series of very successful Republican governors. How important are healthy parties on both sides to maintaining the kind of middle-of-the-road balance that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you know, to some extent, at least in state-level politics, has been known for?
Well, they are very important because they're supposed to be organizations that have long-term interests, that think broadly about the problems the state is going through, that cultivate candidates with the right kinds of ideas. It's very important. The problem is that a lot of people like Tom Mountain believe a lot of things that no one's going to vote for. There are gateway issues on gay rights, on women's rights, on Donald Trump, and a whole bunch of other things where if you profess these views, no one's going to vote for you. Even Jim Lyons finally lost. So I just think that like the state – needs a productive Republican Party. But to be productive, we need something kind of like Charlie Baker's politics, not like Tom Mountain or Jim Lyons' politics, right? It's not like what we believe is just some arbitrary thing. It's what are people actually going to vote for? We're not going to have a state party in a few years when Charlie Baker leaves if we don't believe anything that anyone else believes here. So we need to survive. That's what this comes down to.
So, listeners, we're going to start to transition into larger issues. President Trump, the impeachment inquiry, the state of the National Republican Party. Join us and share your thoughts. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Jennifer, national issues do seem to be complicating the picture in the Commonwealth. You've talked about the change in enrollment for some conservatives, for example, from Republican to independent. How much of this change has to do with Donald Trump?
Some of it has to do with Donald Trump. I mean, there are people who unenrolled after the primary when he won it, and they felt that if the Republican Party in the state was for Trump, then it wasn't for them. I do know people who made that decision. But it also makes a lot of sense for voters to be unenrolled in this state because we have open primaries, and it really gives you an opportunity to vote in the primary that makes sense in any given election cycle. So, for example, if there's an open seat for Congress, and you pretty much know that the Democratic candidate, whoever gets the nomination, will win the seat, you might choose, even as a conservative, to vote in the Democratic primary to try to influence who the party nominates, right? So, and you can decide election to election. I've voted in Democratic primaries. I've voted in Republican primaries. So given the way the system is structured, it actually makes sense for voters to be unenrolled. It gives you the greatest degree of choice.
So let's talk about the impeachment inquiry. Governor Baker said last Thursday that he thought some level of investigation was appropriate. He's not the only Republican to support the inquiry. There's a new Washington Post Schar School poll out today that says 28% of Republicans support the inquiry and 18% they support removing Trump from office. I'm going to come to the two of you about this, but I want to turn again to the conversation first that we had with Tom Mountain earlier today of the State Republican Committee and chair of the Newton Republican City Committee. Reminder, he's also a Mass Trump campaign liaison. He takes issues with the poll numbers.
First, I don't believe the polls. As one who was very active in the Trump campaign in 2016, had we believed in or adhered to polling, we would have lost the election. But just in terms of the impeachment hearing, the so-called impeachment hearing investigations, those will blow over in a matter of time because the premise upon which they're based is farcical. The entire impeachment scam, as we call it, is a joke. It's ridiculous.
So, Tom, you don't have any issue with the president's call to Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine asking him to investigate the Bidens?
Oh, none whatsoever. The Bidens need to be investigated totally. Presidents will make calls to international leaders all the time on various issues.
So, Ed, the president of the United States often does make calls to foreign leaders. That's always been the case, but not to benefit political campaigns. Is there something in your mind different going on here?
Yes, I think that this is very different. It's the reason why we've had this big change in interest. It's the reason why that the House Democrats have decided to start the impeachment inquiry. It's the reason why Charlie Baker has decided to support it. It's because something different has happened, and it's good that we're going to all explore this together.
The lines are filling up, so let's take a call. Sam from Wellesley, go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Ed. Hi, Jen. My name is Sam Garber. I'm the chairman of the Massachusetts Teenage Republicans. We are basically the high school auxiliary of the Mass GOP. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about kind of how out of touch the current leadership of the party is with the next generation of the party. And, you know, we had this discussion with a lot of people after Jim Lyons became the chair of the party. And a lot of our members were incredibly alienated. They did not feel that it was a Big Ten party any longer. I heard of somebody the other day that had called the party to offer to donate to Governor Baker's campaign. And they were called a rat and told, the establishment Republicans were not, you can call the Baker campaign directly if you want to donate to the governor. We're working on Senate races and for President Trump.
Sam, we're gonna take it from there. Thank you. And it's fantastic to have the voice of a young person who's active in the state Republican Party. Jennifer, I'll turn to you there. This is a young person saying the state party has changed leadership. The new leadership is out of touch with young Republicans. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think he has a point. But I also think that most young teenagers or new voters in college age, have no idea who the chairman of the Mass Republican Party is. They register in a party based on their views on issues, perhaps based on national leadership, who the president is, who their senators are, and whether or not they agree with them. And most people have no idea who the party, runs the parties, and they're just not concerned about it at that granular level, unlike, this young man who—
Sam, the caller.
Right, who obviously is very involved, and I commend him for that. I just don't think most teenagers, it impacts their decision as far as party affiliation is concerned.
So we're starting to run out of time. I want to get a couple more questions at the national level in. Ed, how important is how the impeachment inquiry unfolds in U.S. Congress to where the Massachusetts GOP is 12 months from now?
It's critical. Oh, first, hi, Sam. It's critical because, unfortunately, national politics is sort of this acid rain that's falling down into our state. It's affecting too many things. I think it's unfortunate. We should have federalism. We should not be constantly talking about national things. It's hurting the Dems, too, but it's hurting the Republicans much worse. And if you look at a lot of the press releases coming out of Jim Lyons' office, which, by the way, he email blasted everybody in the party. He's all the social. People know who his name is. That's half of it is national stuff, criticizing congresswomen, taking positions on things that have nothing to do with our state. So the Charlie Baker's Republicanism was much more focused on the state. They never mentioned national issues with the previous people who were in charge of the party. Now it's half of it or more is national issues. So, of course, they're going to go crazy because they need to raise money. And they brought up two Trump officials for a fundraiser last week to do like a fundraiser for their federal account. They are very focused on impeachment and national politics. We're going to see a lot more of it.
Jennifer, what's your thought?
I agree with that about the federal nature of our system. And, a Republican in Massachusetts isn't going to look like a Republican in Alabama, and that's as it should be. I do think that this president is unique in terms of, his ability to generate media attention and raise money. And therefore, I don't know that it's necessarily a bad idea for the state party to be focusing on national things. I personally wish they wouldn't. There are a lot of state and local issues and candidates that they could be cultivating and focusing on. But I'm not sure strategically it's necessarily a bad idea.
That is Jennifer Braceras, columnist and editor of the Independent Women's Law Center. Jennifer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And Ed Lyons, Massachusetts Republican activist and political writer. Ed, thanks for being on Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, a dust-up between the NBA and China has raised some interesting questions about professional sports on an increasingly global stage. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.